This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Russian President Vladimir Putin today spoke to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and strongly condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam in India. During the telephonic conversation, Mr. Putin conveyed his deepest condolences on the loss of innocent lives and expressed full support to India in the fight against terrorism. He emphasized that the perpetrators of the heinous attack and their supporters must be brought to justice. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, during the conversation, both leaders reiterated their commitment to further deepen the special and privileged strategic partnership between India and Russia. Prime Minister Modi conveyed greetings to President Putin on the celebration of the 80th anniversary of Victory Day and invited him for the annual summit to be held in India later in the year. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh is currently holding a bilateral meeting with his Japanese counterpart, General Nakatani, in New Delhi. In his opening remarks, Mr. Singh thanked the government of Japan for the strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack.
I would like to thank the government of Japan for their strong expression of solidarity with India in wake of the Pahalgam terrorist attack. Excellency, I take this opportunity to compliment you for your immense contribution in deepening of the Indo-Japan defense relations.
Both sides exchanging views and ideas on the current regional and international security situation and discussing ways to further deepen the bilateral defense cooperation. Ahead of the meeting, General Nakatani was given a tri-services guard of honor. In yet another strong step against Pakistan in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack, India has stanched the flow of water through the Baglihar Dam on the Chenab River. Our correspondent reports that India's cut off water flow to Pakistan from the Baglihar Dam, following through on its decisions not to allow a single drop from going to the neighbouring country from the Indus rivers. India is also planning similar measures at the Kishan Ganga Dam on the Jhelum River. The National Commission for Women has initiated a five-day Mahila Maha Jansunwai camp in the national capital. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and Chairperson of the National Commission for Women, NCW, Vijaya K. Rahatkar, inaugurated the camp. During her address, Ms. Gupta said this is a very good beginning. She expressed hope that all distressed women would get quick justice.
बहुत ही अच्छी शुरुआत है राष्ट्रीय महिला आयोग ने दिल्ली के जितने भी केसेस पेंडिंग थे उन सबको त्वरित कार्रवाई देते हुए पांच दिन का शिविर यहां लगाया है 1500 के लगभग केसेस हैं और पूरा महिला आयोग की पूरी टीम हमारी राष्ट्रीय अध्यक्ष जो महिला आयोग की हैं वो स्वयं यहां उपस्थित होकर पूरा पुलिस प्रशासन यहां रहेगा और लगातार सुनवाई देते हुए मैक्सिमम केसों को रिजॉल्व करने का काम यहां से किया जाएगा
द यूनिक आइडेंटिफिकेशन अथॉरिटी ऑफ इंडिया UIDAI सक्सेसफुली कंडक्टेड proof of concept POC on the use of face authentication during the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The POC was aimed at evaluating the feasibility and effectiveness of Aadhaar-based face authentication as a means of verifying the identity of candidates appearing for one of India's largest entrance examinations. US President Donald Trump has directed his government to reopen and expand Alcatraz, the former prison on an island off the coast of California. On a social media platform, President Trump said that for too long, America has been plagued by vicious, violent, and repeat criminal offenders, and the reopening of the Alcatraz would serve as a symbol of law, order, and justice. India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorms and gusty winds over northwest India for the next 2 to 3 days. The Met Department also predicted thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds over Odisha, West Bengal and Jharkhand till Thursday. In southern India, also similar conditions are expected for the entire week. In Uttarakhand, red alert has been issued for heavy rain, hailstorm and snowfall in Uttarkashi on Wednesday and Thursday. A warning for rain, hailstorm and thunderstorms across the state has also been issued during the next 3 days. The benchmark domestic equity indices today ended in positive territory, buoyed buying across all sectors, barring banking. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex climbed 295 points to close at 80,797. And that is the end of this news bulletin.